Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. If you've seen any kind of dating show over the last 10 years, you know the number one dating show in the history of television is Blind Date, and we have the host here, Roger Lodge.
What's up, boys? Nice to see you. That's right, dating royalty in the house.
Yes.
Look at you guys. You look terrific. You must be getting laid on a regular basis. You guys look like a million bucks.
Thank you,
Roger. We don't, you know, some dudes need to go on shows to find chicks to get laid. We're not those guys.
Oh, stop it.
We got chicks all over us.
Blind Date is the best.
Yeah, by the way, Blind Date, actually, before Survivor, kind of was, I mean, an argument could be made that it was one of the original reality shows.
Oh, there's no argument. That's a straight-out fact. I mean, it was Cops, and then it was us. And, you know, and I would like to try to sound cool and say, when they came to me with this idea, well, I auditioned with, you know, 8,000 other guys. But when when the premise of the show was pitched to me, wait a minute, we're going to go on dates and we're going to videotape every uncomfortable moment that takes place. And we've all been out there in the dating world. You know how brutal it gets.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I'm in, dude. And I knew this show was going to be a hit. And 7 freaking years in syndication,
wow.
still going like crazy.
You get a piece of that?
No.
You do not?
A little piece.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Enough to live on?
Hell yes. Absolutely.
Enough not Things to be pissed off, right?
Oh, I'm not pissed off at all. I'm the luckiest guy in show business other than Bob Saget. There's nobody luckier than me. It's unbelievable.
But you will concede Bob Saget is luckier than you.
Well, Alan Thicke would be right up there. But right. It's me, Thicke, and Saget,
all
I think.
Right. You know when Blind Date really took off for me is when they had the bubbles and all the animation
right.
around it.
But yeah.
They didn't do that the first year, did they?
Well, not as much.
Right.
You know, it was kind of more focused on the date. But
right.
that was kind of boring.
But it's so great when it's like, she's about to blow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
oh,
and
wow,
bang.
You guys did watch the show.
Sure.
That's very cool. Yeah.
And then, of course, it had, forgive the comparison, but I can't help myself, it had that VH1 pop-up video style, what he's thinking, what she's thinking.
Oh, no, there's no comparison. That's a direct ripoff that we did.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
We stole that, and I'm very proud of that.
I like your honesty, Roger.
Yeah. But that must have taken a lot of time in post or to edit all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, a lot of time in post. I actually showed up to shoot the wraps for my part. I work 2 days a month. I would go in every other Saturday, and we'd shoot 14 shows in a day. It was crazy.
Wow.
But, I, you know, the last 5 years I was a producer, so there was a lot of writing, a lot of editing, a lot of stuff to do. But, it was a great run, and I'm thrilled with it.
All right. Now, you've seen every situation possible when it comes to dating.
Yeah. You know what? I sat through 2,800 dates as the host of Blind Date. 2,800 different dates.
Wow.
And as a producer on the show, I had to sit through each date about 10 or 15 times. So I feel very familiar with every possible scenario when it comes to dating. And it's just amazing to me. And there's a lot of guys in their cars right now not doing well when it comes to dating.
Right.
And they're getting in their own way. I guarantee it. They're blowing it themselves. Because I cannot tell you how many times I watched the guy. Things were good, and then he screwed himself by acting like a jackass.
Let me ask you, Roger Lodge, very quickly, before we get into all the other stuff we want to talk about. You filmed with Blind Date. The cameras would follow all of the awkward moments, all of that stuff. Now, on a date, we never saw this on television, but you'd get the idea. On a date, if things really kind of, you know, if things, were hit off nicely on a Blind Date,
sure.
and people started getting it on, having sex, your cameras would continue to roll. Are there like a couple of guys who have a couple of reels of like legendary Blind Date outtake tapes?
Well, that's actually called I had nothing to do with this, but I was told, and actually they came to me. I was fired for one day as the host of Blind Date because they came to me and they wanted me to host the Too Hot for TV video. The Blind Date Too Hot for TV thing.
And said no?
I said, no. I got 3 kids. I don't want my kids in the freaking video store. And, hey, look, there's your dad hosting which is pretty much softcore porn is what it is.
Right.
And, a bunch of people getting it on. And I wanted nothing to do with that. But out there in the video world, and when you go to a hotel, it's a pay-per-view or whatever. I guess it's the Blind Date Uncensored, Blind Date Hot For. And I'd like to know if maybe one of your listeners has seen it, because I'd like to know what's on it. I'm very curious about
it. Why don't you just take a look at it? You're not going to go to hell.
Jerry Wyszkowski.
I might go to hell, you're right.
Says he's seen it.
I have it. I have one of them. There's like 1,000 of them, but I have one of them.
You own
the
one
first
of them?
One.
So there's a bunch of different versions?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them that come out, like you're right. buy it on pay-per-view and stuff like that.
Right.
But the one that I have is like a DVD, whereas like the first one, the Too Hot for TV Uncensored, it doesn't really show anything that graphically, but I mean, it does definitely shows more than the censors would allow.
So maybe I could have hosted it and I wouldn't have looked
bad? I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, man.
So when you
missed out on all that dope.
When you refused to host that, they fired you?
They fired me for a day and they said, okay, we're going to bring someone in that will not only host those, but we'll just get him to host the show as well. And so for one day, I was pretty much out as the host of Blind Date, and the next day they called back and said, all right, forget it. We'll get Snoop Dogg or somebody to do it. And I think they got somebody. I don't know who.
You know, Ray Romano had a very funny line when he was speaking of porno in hotel rooms. He had two young kids, and he was going to New York to do some commercial or something. And it's the first time he was away from his wife and kids for a long time. So he was looking at the adult movies, and it said he went to buy an entire block of porn, like 24 hours of continuous adult movies.
Wow.
So he clicks on it, and then it comes back and says, you've successfully blocked your porn from the TV. And he can't believe it. So he calls down to the front desk, and the lady picks up and goes, hello, Mr. Romano, can we help you? And he's like, yeah, what time's room service open?
Couldn't do it.
All right, Roger Lodge is with us, and we also have another guest here who, by the way, and I hope this, obviously we didn't tell you he was coming in, but this guy has written several books. His name is Howard Brubaker, and he doesn't believe that love actually exists. Is that right, Howard?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And what is the name of the book?
Look at Roger staring at him. All right, this is Howard Baker and Roger Lodge.
Brubaker.
Brubaker, I'm sorry. Howard Brubaker.
It's called The Fallacy of Love. Am I reading that correctly?
That's correct.
All right, now, is this just a manuscript, or is this the finished product?
No, it's the finished product.
Okay.
It's going to be coming out in about 3 weeks.
All right.
And you don't think love exists, or you know it doesn't?
No, I know for a fact. I've done a lot of research on this, and there are empirical evidence. There are statistics on this.
How can you say that? I mean, love's been around for millions of years.
No, actually, people think that what they feel is love, but really, it's either addiction of some type, or it's just a flow of endorphins in the brain, or it's codependency. People want to believe in love. But actually, love itself does not exist.
Well, you're talking about in our spouse, or are you talking about in our children, or just love in general?
Love in general does not exist.
You're telling me that I don't love my three children?
No, actually,
that's absurd.
No, what's going on?
No, you're out of your mind.
That's ridiculous.
What's going on here, actually?
Well,
hear
them out, gentlemen.
Right. You feel a responsibility towards your children. You know, you're bred to believe and you're raised to believe that you need to take care of them. You need to be there for them. There's a lot of parents out there that just abandon their children because they don't feel those things. There is no love. Actually, love does not exist.
So, okay, so you're saying it's not an emotion, basically.
No, it's not.
Okay, so is it safe to say how
does hate exist?
Well, that's not in my book, actually.
All right.
I couldn't really tell you. I'm not an expert on that.
The book is called The Fallacy of Love. Howard Brubaker is the author. And, of course, Roger Lodge of Blind Date is here. Is it possible, Howard, that both Tim Conway Jr. and Roger Lodge don't feel love for their children? Tim has a beautiful daughter as well, and Roger has three children. But they feel deep affection. Is there a difference?
It's not affection either. Actually, you're fooling yourself. It's really like an illusion. You feel certain responsibilities. You feel certain tendencies to want to care for people, but you don't actually love them. Love itself does not exist. You would have to prove it to me. And if he's seen 2,800 dates, that's nothing compared to the number of people that I've interviewed for this and studied.
Well, why then if somebody breaks up with somebody, or if somebody passes away, if you lose a family member, if you lose a pet dies, you cry. I mean, I've done it over animals and, of course, humans. You cry. What
right.
is that? Those tears are proof that love exists.
No, actually, what it is withdrawal from an addiction. It's no different than if you were addicted to something like
gambling.
Gambling, and then all of a sudden you stop. You're going to feel those same physical pains. You're going to cry. You're going to be miserable. You're not going to sleep. It's not that you love gambling. It's that you're addicted to it. And you're addicted to your spouse as well. I would say this, Tim, you don't love your wife. You think you do, and you think she loves you. Really, it's an arrangement. It's a convenience. You both hang on to each other for certain things that you need, but you do not actually love her.
Have you met her?
No, I haven't.
No, because you're pretty right on. Yeah, I don't think she loves me.
No, she loves you. Jennifer loves.
I think in this case, you're right.
Well, let me ask you this.
Your wife doesn't really love you?
No, she does, Roger. She does.
Of course she does.
But Brian brought up a good point because he said he loves his animals. You actually think that your animals love you back.
They
do.
They
don't. You feed them. You feed them. You give them a place to stay.
No, they love me.
No, it's actually an instinct.
Then how come when I leave, for example, if I'm going to leave, if I'm packing an overnight bag or a suitcase, they start to cry
right.
because they know that that means I'm going to be gone for a night or two.
No, it actually means to them that you're not going to feed them.
No, but somebody else is going to feed them.
They don't know that. They're
What's
animals.
Your relationships been like? You've been through about 400 or 500?
I've been through several. And what I found basically across the board is that women...
What is your name? Brubaker?
Howard Brubaker.
I've never heard of you.
At the very best, a woman will care for you
Phony
like
bastard.
A mother. They'll care for you. And you know, Roger... can lead you in the direction of having a successful date, maybe. Mm. But the best you can hope for is that you find some kind of convenience, some kind of connection. But there is no love.
Tim, I think you asked a great question. This guy, Brubaker, has too many walls up to even allow love or romance or a relationship to come in. There's just too much.
Well,
this guy's
know.
Got walls all around
there's
him.
There's walls, there's bitterness, there's anger in Mr. Brubaker here. And I'm not here to take shots at you, sir. I'm sure you're a terrific writer. But it's absurd. You cannot tell me that, A, I don't love my wife, and B, I don't love
what
my three children.
What is the proof that you love your wife? Tell me what proves it to you.
Have you seen my wife in lingerie?
No. Okay, but that's an attraction. What is it that you can say that will prove that you love her?
Well, her American Express was due today, and I paid that, and she showed me her appreciation.
Okay, so that's the arrangement that I'm talking about. You provide for her, she provides for you. It's
I think
not
you're
love.
Onto something
it's
here. I think
love.
We should cancel Valentine's Day. Hmm?
Well, Valentine's
Day is a creation.
Well,
there's a lot of guys
that are
up for that.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is a creation by greeting card companies, like Secretary's Day. It actually
right.
means nothing.
I'll prove to you that love exists. You ever seen these guys that have been married for 40 years?
Unfortunately, yes.
They were married to a very attractive young lady, and they woke up one day, and they looked over on their left or their right on a Sunday morning.
Nope.
And Joy Behar was sleeping next to
right.
them.
Right.
Because everybody, if you hang in the game long enough... They all turn into Joy Behar.
Okay.
And he looks at her, and he doesn't shoot her in the head.
And this is the fallacy of love, because what that guy is thinking, you know what? I could get rid of her and find a younger, prettier girl, but then she may not cook for me. She may not do my laundry. She may not
That's
pay
love.
The bills. It's
nah,
not
you're
love.
Insane. I know
no,
my
it
wife
loves
me. I know she does. When I get sick, my wife takes care of me.
Because you pay all the bills, and it's in her best interest
she
to make
pays some
sure
of the bills.
That you're
she,
okay.
She does her share of the work. She does a little work as
Look,
well.
I don't deny that you want to believe that it's true because it's just more comfortable for you to believe that. You don't want your whole world shattered.
So people don't fall in love and fall out of
there
love.
There is no such thing.
So do you love your father?
No.
You don't?
No.
Does your father love you?
You don't.
It's
not
possible
you don't
for him
love,
to love
you
me.
You don't love family members?
No, I don't.
And your family members don't love you?
You're believing that this word means something. It actually doesn't.
So do you love your mom?
No.
Does your mom love you?
No, it's not possible.
Okay, so fill in the blank then. Okay. Roger Lodge is here, of course, from Blind Date, and Howard Brubaker, author of The Fallacy of Love. If you don't love your mom, fill in the blank. And if you need to think about it for a moment, think about it for a moment.
No, I don't need to think about it.
All right, then fill in the blank.
Okay, from the time...
Here's the blank. I don't love my mom. I blank my mom.
I needed my mom. When I was a child, she gave birth to me, and a human baby can't take care of itself.
Yeah, but after
you become addicted to the care, the level of care that you get from your mom.
Yeah, but after you didn't need her anymore, she stuck around because she loved you.
That's not true.
And she loves you still.
No, because she's believing, she's buying into the fallacy that, oh my goodness, I have a child, I'm responsible for this child. You ever hear a mother say, no matter how old you get, you're always going to be my baby?
Yes, of
That's
course.
That's the mindset, but it's not love.
Who do you dedicate this book to? God, I feel bad for them.
There is no dedication.
No, there's no dedication.
No.
What about when I was like, okay, just before I came here this evening, I put my two children to bed, okay? And I'm laying.
How old are your kids?
I have three. I have a 19-year-old, I have a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Wow.
And my 3-year-old Peyton and my 1-year-old Alexandra were both laying in bed watching Toy Story 2. I have my arms around both children, and my 3-year-old says to me, Daddy, I'm so glad you're home.
Oh,
I mean,
right, because you put the movie on
and
for
that
him.
Felt so wonderful.
Oh, that's
I
so
mean,
great.
I mean, You're telling me that's not love?
Yeah, you wanted to probably, if I were you, I would have wanted to cancel this and just stay in bed with
the kids. You do not cancel Conway and Whitman. That just is
oh, you don't? Yes, you do.
You know, I do the same thing. I have a daughter who's a little over 2 years old, and I was holding her the other day, and she looked up to me, and she goes, Daddy, I'm really happy. I mean, that makes all the other crap worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It really does.
Oh, gosh, how sweet.
Anyway, so you're, if you buy into Howard Brubaker's idea that love doesn't exist, you're going to live a miserable life.
No, you're
probably
actually,
like your life.
No, you're actually much better informed. You can make better decisions.
Are you married?
No.
You're not?
No.
Have you kids?
Have you ever been married?
I was married.
Okay. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have one.
And do you love your kid?
No.
And your kid doesn't love you?
I take care of her. I provide everything she needs. I look out for her.
Does she hear you say this? Forgive me for interrupting, but I'm just horrified. Has she heard this riff? If she's been to your seminar, she's seen you interviewed on television? I mean, my gosh, how could she feel?
How does that affect her?
It doesn't affect her. She actually tells me she doesn't love me either because she understands the fallacy. No.
Like, I don't love you, Daddy. Well, I don't love you, baby.
This is science. This is not, you know, all warm, mushy feelings.
When you buy a Valentine's Day card for you, do you put don't in front of love?
No, I don't buy them.
You don't?
It's a scam. The whole
thing is a scam.
Sounds
like a fun household. Now, so if anything, how old's your daughter?
How old is she? She's 12.
12. So if anything were to happen to her where you never saw her again, you'd be like, oh, that's cool.
I would miss her because I'm addicted.
You'd be devastated.
No, because you're in love with her.
No,
you love her.
You'd be devastated.
Your daughter. What's the matter with you?
You'd be devastated. Wouldn't you be? If you left this radio station tonight and found out that your beautiful 12-year-old daughter had been hit by a car, would you not be devastated?
I would miss the relationship.
Right.
If you had to run down to the hospital because your daughter was critical, you wouldn't be running down there like a madman, devastated at the fact that she might have died in the accident?
No, what I would actually say is that...
You're a nut.
No, the relationship is at great risk if a child is in the hospital, but it's only out of your own ego and need and want for that connection. It's not love. You're actually being very selfish because you're afraid of how it might hurt you.
Let me prove to you that you're wrong. If I love to gamble. But if I stopped gambling today, I wouldn't drive by a casino and get all emotional and cry.
Well, let me ask you something. If you love gambling and you quit gambling today, are you telling me that you wouldn't go home and be tossing and turning in bed tonight saying, oh, my God, I can never do this again? It's an addiction.
Yeah, but listen, there's a difference between between tossing and turning in bed going, wow, I wish I could lay some money down on the Giants game, and being completely devastated that something happened to a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm. So,
one is a little deeper than the other.
A little?
Ah, so the deeper one is love,
not
and the
love.
More superficial
no,
one
no, it's
is
a relationship.
Addiction.
You don't have a relationship with a casino. You have a relationship with a human being, but you're missing the whole point here. The fallacy is that you believe that there's actually a part of your brain that creates love. It doesn't. It creates certain feelings that you think are love, but they're not.
Roger Lodge, the host of Blind Date, when you were watching those dates, and I think you said 2,800 dates.
2,800.
Do you believe you ever witnessed, do you believe, first date, blind date, do you believe you ever watched someone fall in love?
Absolutely.
In that first
Absolutely.
10 minutes?
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Really?
No question about it. It was rare, because let's face it, I mean, and you guys know this as well as anybody, our show kind of became, can you top this? And people wanted to do outrageous things and be remembered. And, people come up to me all the time and go, hey, remember me? I was the toe sucker in the hot tub and all this kind of crap.
Right.
But every once in a while, when that guy or girl opened the door and you could see the way they looked at each other for the very first time, from the moment they looked in each other's eyes, it was on. And it wasn't an addiction.
It wasn't attraction.
Mr. Brubaker.
It wasn't attraction.
It was an attraction.
Right,
and
as
the date went on, absolutely.
Okay, so Roger, are you telling me that you're one of those people out there that believes in love at first sight? It sounds like that's what you're talking about. Could you really love someone at first sight?
I met my wife, believe it or not, it was kind of a blind date, okay? And when she walked into the Gaucho Grill on Sunset Boulevard, the minute she walked in, I knew I was going to fall in love with this woman, and she was going to have my children. I knew it. Absolutely.
You were attracted to her.
I believe
her,
in
yes.
it.
Yeah, but see, that's why.
Well, she has big boobs.
That's why Roger's married to like a really hot chick and has great kids, and you're a single guy who's probably going to go home to an apartment on Kester and Van Owen tonight.
With a lot of porn. with a lot of porn. You know, it's just porn piled up everywhere.
Because you're not opening yourself up to this young man.
Not really. I'm also not connected to all the things that are going to be my downfall the way Roger is. Because when he has enough discord with his wife, he will leave or she will leave, and then where is the love? That's what I want to know.
No one's leaving anybody. Nobody's going anywhere.
They sound like very happy family.
Yeah, we're very, very happy, and I kind of resent the fact that you're saying that, you know, someday when that's not going to happen. We are totally devoted to each other. We're totally devoted. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me.
Do you watch the news?
We are totally devoted to each other. We love our children. We're in this for the long haul, and it's going to work.
Right. In the meantime, in this country, for the first time within the last 12 months, the divorce rate has surpassed 50%.
That has nothing to do with me and my wife.
Hold on a second. What that means is more than half of all marriages end in divorce. Well, where is the love, Roger? What happened?
People fall in and out of love.
People.
Hey, does depression really? Does depression exist?
Of course it does.
It does. Isn't that just a feeling?
It is a feeling. It's not love.
It's like
depression.
Love. It's a feeling.
No, you know, I'm
there's grief.
All right, we got to take a break. All right, the biggest lunatic we've ever had on the show, Howard Brubaker, is with us. The Fallacy of Love.
That's the name of the book coming out in 3 weeks.
Yeah, if you want to be depressed out of your mind and live like a troll and not participate in the human race, then buy the book and get yourself a single apartment somewhere.
Present.
Yeah, Roger Lodge is with us, the host of Blind Date.
And love exists!
A guy who totally believes in love, especially when it comes to kids. And Howard Baker, I think, is a complete lunatic.
Brubaker.
All right, whatever. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. More of your calls when we come back for these two guys. One's a stud, the other one's a dope.
Dud.
Yeah, we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Roger Lodge is with us from Blind Date, and he's doing a couple of other shows. Can you talk about the show you're doing?
Well, I'm doing the 1-4 shift down at Denny's, doing a little busboy thing down there. That's going well.
How's that working out?
It's terrific,
you
man.
You do stand-up, too, don't you?
You know, I don't. You know, I was a waiter in this town for 15 years before I got anything.
Right.
Like,
Where'd you work?
I worked at a place up on Beverly Glen and Mulholland Drive, Vanna's X, George Santapietro used to own. It was called Santapietro's.
Yeah.
Your dad used to come in.
We always went there.
And let me tell you something. I took a pay cut when I went from the restaurant. I started filling in on Talk Soup over here at the E Entertainment.
Right.
I took a pay cut when I went to E because we were making bank up there at Santa Pietro's. Because on a Sunday night, if Tim Conway came in and Jay Leno came in and Tony Danza and Richard Simmons, you were set for the rest of the week.
All right.
We were making some money.
Yeah, that's a great restaurant. They used to have two of them, one in Westwood and the other one up at Beverly Glen.
That's right.
The greatest Italian food ever. I don't understand why they went out of business.
We could do a whole show on the best tippers and the worst tippers in L.A. There are some huge stars that are crappy tippers, and I think we're going to break that down next time I come back.
All right. And Blind Date, in the 2,800 dates you saw, what, 7 years?
7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
Any lawsuits for date rape or?
No, didn't do that. We really lucked out. We never shot a date that didn't make it to air. Every single date we ever shot on Blind Date made it to television.
Are you kidding?
No, we were very, very fortunate, yeah.
And it's still playing in reruns all over the place.
All over the place, yeah. I'm on TV more than...
it's a great show. How old are you, by the way?
I am 45.
You're 45. Oh, you look great.
I look good, don't I?
Yeah, you do. You look
would you take a shot at me after a couple of Coronas?
You know what they should do? They should put a picture of me up next to you on our website and ask which guy is 45 and which guy is 85.
And then put me there because I think I look older than the three of you.
Oh, you guys got to stop hammering yourself because you both look terrific.
Stop it. Much. You know what?
My wife's got cute friends, by the way.
And you said earlier.
Play your cards right, we'll have you over for a Laker game.
Wow. Nice boobs. You said your wife has nice boobs. You said it before.
PamelaPaulShock.com. Go to her website right now. Check her out.
Pamela, what's the last name?
Paul Shock.
Hold on.
My wife is stunning.
Are they real? Yeah.
Yes.
Not enough Blind Date money for a name change lawyer, huh?
No, come on.
All right, hold on here now. Hold on. We're going to go and see Rogers.
PamelaPaulShock.com.
Beautiful. Pamela Paul
One more time.
Paul and Shock, all one word.
PaulShock.
That is Peyton and Allie's mommy right there. Look at that. Come on. Break it down.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here we go.
Sure.
Oh, wow. That. She's really hot.
Yeah, there you have it.
She's a little younger than you.
Wow. She has an Eastern European look.
Wanted nothing to do with me before the show, and I got the show, and all of a sudden she was in love. Wow. I'm kidding.
What's going on?
There you go. Dude.
I'm kidding, Mr. Brubaker.
Now, you know what? Before we get back to
Does she get along with the ex?
There's really no reason for them to communicate. So
do they ever communicate?
Yeah, once in a while. They're fine. Yeah, they're fine.
Would you mind giving us your wife's age?
She is. I think she's 35.
Oh, all right. 35. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I did well.
Your first wife, however.
I'm sure the first wife hates her.
How old now? You're 45. Your first wife is?
Yeah, I think she's... Gosh, how old is... I think she's 48.
Oh, 48.
She was older than me. Yeah.
Dude.
Wait a minute. So you got divorced and you went out with a younger woman?
Yes.
Wow.
Is it usually the other way around? I'm not...
It's very rare in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Wow. You traded in for a younger model.
Look
at
that website.
She's hot.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, what...
I made the right choice.
What link? I mean, there's no link that says pictures. I mean, there's...
Oh, there's no photos?
It says first look. Is that the one to go...
Paul shot.
Oh, there she is in that black. Yeah, she's hot.
Look at that. Ooh, my wife is beautiful and beautiful on the inside and the best mother I've ever seen. She is a terrific mother.
Okay, dude. So I think of you.
You don't want to hear about that, do you?
I think of you all the time. You know why?
Stop looking at my wife's boobs like that,
because
Brian.
Yeah, Brian, please.
That is very inappropriate.
When I watch MTV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a click resume. That's a really hot picture.
Paul Schock. It sounds like
when I watch
Jeff Carroll's favorite beer. What's that? What's his favorite beer?
I have
beer?
A Smithix.
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 Let me see. What picture do you have there? Let me check it out.
This hottest picture.
Yeah, that is a pretty good picture.
When I watch MTV.
Yes.
MTV, and I like MTV. They're all into now the dating shows, and they have this very funny show, and the name escapes me. I think Jerry knows the name. Parental something. What is it?
Parental control.
Parental control, where they have like a chick and she's dating like a 15-year-old idiot, and mom and dad hate him, and mom and dad, you know, each pick a guy, so she winds up dating like all three guys, and then the parents pick, you know, they have their choice, and then ultimately the girl picks the guy she wants to be with. But were it not for Blind Date, Roger Lodge,
right.
Would I be enjoying that show on
No, of course not. Of course you wouldn't. And you know what? There's so many bad dating shows now.
I'd like to get
I might round up the gang. I might round up the gang, and we might bring a Blind Date back over at NBC Universal for another year and come back and kick everybody's ass. Because these new shows, you know, we got it started. We were the ones who started it, and we pretty much finished it because we started it. And then you had... What was it? Shipmates, and then you had the Fifth
Shipmates
Wheel.
Shipmates is pretty good because they were stuck on the same ship.
They were on a boat or something, right?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Yeah,
and then the one with the annoying weather girl.
Jillian Barbary was the host.
That was the stupidest, crappiest dating show I've ever seen in my life.
I forget the name of the show.
It was horrible. It was horrible. But anyway.
I'm glad. I can't believe that you're that pissed when you got a wife like that at home. You should be the happiest man on the planet.
You should be home. What are you doing?
Roger Lodge is with us. Also,
what are we doing here?
Howard Baker. He's written a...
Brubaker.
He's written a book called Fallacy of Love. It comes out in 3 weeks. And he's going to prove to everybody that love doesn't exist.
Well, I think Roger just proved it because you just had a 5-minute conversation with him about his wife. Right. And all he said about her was how hot she is, how beautiful she is.
What a great mother she is.
How young
she
is.
You said that once. But you said 20 times
boobs.
How hot she is.
Yeah, but he
boobs,
knows he's
beautiful.
Talking to guys. If he's talking to women, he'd be like, oh, she's so sensitive.
But it doesn't matter because that's his real opinion.
Oh, it does matter. How,
that's his real opinion.
My wife is the most supportive person I've ever met in my life.
Right.
She's in my corner.
You met her at the Gaucho Grill. You immediately knew because of how hot she was. And that's all that's on your mind, Roger. It's got nothing to do with love.
No, I could not disagree more. I think
right,
it has
like you could,
everything
you could
to
fall
do
in love with
love.
An ugly woman.
All right, let's talk
sure
to
I could.
Yes,
Miguel and on the freeway. Miguel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I call it getting used to having feelings and addiction. Mm-hmm. There's no love.
Right. All right.
Thank you, sir.
No, he's right because
Thank
there
you.
Is no love.
You understand
so he
that?
Would be, oh, yes.
Thanks,
you're a genius.
Einstein. Let's talk to Daniel in Yucaipa. Dan, you're on 97.1. How are you?
That guy, Baker's whatever the hell his name is.
Brubaker.
How old are you, young man?
Baker, 12.
12 years old, okay.
And I'm sure that he's an expert on love.
Shouldn't he be
12.
In bed?
Yeah, what are you doing up this late, buddy?
You would think so.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to stay up as late as I can. Screw school.
Oh, you listen to the show every night?
Yeah, hell yeah. All you guys are awesome.
Screw school.
You know, I've been doing this show since you were two, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now,
you were still essing in your pants when I started here.
Now, why do you say screw school? What's so wrong with school? You know, I'm going to tell you something.
And he's onto something.
And maybe in 15 years, you'll look back and you'll say, that fat bald guy on the radio was right. You won't believe me now. I swear you won't believe me now, Daniel. But These really are the best years of your life. I know you think I'm a nut and I sound like some old idiot, but trust me, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
Good. All right, so you got a girlfriend?
Trust me.
Yeah.
And you're in love with her?
Well, I don't know if it's love or not, but dude, this guy says there's no love. I mean, is this guy on crack or something?
I think he is. Do you love your parents?
Heck yeah.
And your parents love you, huh?
This young man is definitely authority. He's 12. He doesn't go to school. He's 12, and he knows all about crack.
Yeah, but dude,
and he's telling me that I don't know what I'm talking
about.
But listen,
isn't it true that the less affected you are by society, the more honest you are about your emotions?
Or the more uneducated you might be.
No, this guy.
And I'm looking at the computer screen. He's from Ukaipa.
Oh, are you making a judgment about where he's from, Mr. Brubaker?
Hey, Danny,
how old's your
Howard, shut the F up. Dan, how old's your girlfriend?
My age. She's 12. She's in my class.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. How would you know? You don't go to school.
You said screw school. I heard it. You go sometimes.
Danny.
What? Yeah.
All right, you get some sleep, buddy. All right, hold on one sec. We'll send you something here for calling up. Oh, bubble. I think I was the same way when I was 12, just depressed out of my mind. We're going to give you a pair of tickets. Maybe you can give them to your parents because you love them, to Brad Garrett's stand-up comedy show.
Ooh, it's going to be funny.
Yeah, that's a very funny show.
Is he funny?
Yes.
Is he funny? Yep.
Brad Garrett, who, by the way, just recently divorced his wife. I guess love wasn't there either.
No, I guess not. The Emmy Award-winning actor from Everyone Loves Raymond performs one night only.
Actually, nobody loves Raymond.
You are Mr. Positive, aren't you?
No, I'm. You know what? I'm stating a fact. It's a premise. There's a lot of empirical evidence to back this up.
Do you do seminars?
I do.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get back to this live read. These guys are paying the bills. Performs one night only this Sunday at Morongo Casino Resort and Spies. Very funny guy, Brad Garrett, this Sunday at Morongo. It's Conway and Whitman with the biggest stud on the planet, Roger Lodge, and the biggest a-hole on the planet, Howard Baker. And we're live.
It's Brubaker.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Roger Lodge is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Always nice to see you, gentlemen.
And he was the host of Blind Date and currently working on a couple projects, including an older version of Blind Date.
Hey, we're doing something for a new network called the Retirement Living Network, and our show is called Another Chance for Romance, and it's basically Blind Date with senior citizens. How funny
that is
this
great.
Show. Oh, it's spectacular.
And how hot.
First date we ever did. 30 seconds into the date, they were making out. They ended the date skinny dipping. He was 72. She was 70. God bless him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Now, yeah. At some point, now, I'm sure with the original Blind Date, which everyone remembers and loves, you watched all the video, no problem. You never had to turn away.
Yeah.
But with this new show, you got a 72-year-old skinny dipping. You got to turn away.
It's kind of like that bad car accident that you go by on the freeway and everyone's kind of slowing down.
I like to see that.
Yeah, that's kind of.
A little rubbernecking.
Yeah. And there'll be some people like Wachowski in here who has that fetish.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
Will you guys come to the premiere? We're going to have it down on Woodman and Ventura at the Italian joint. What's it called?
Oh, Tiramisu?
Yeah, Fred Dreyer will be there.
Yeah, Hunter? Hosted by Hunter? Yeah, we'll be there. You let me know. They have a great chicken parmesan.
All
there.
Right.
Also, Howard Baker's with us. He's wrote the.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I'm sorry, Howard Brubaker.
No, because people are going to go to the bookstore. What if they go to Barnes & Noble? They're going to look up the book by Baker.
What is it, Brew?
Brubaker.
Brew
Jackass. Of Love. Love doesn't exist.
Brubaker.
He's an idiot. All right, let's talk to Daniel and Hemet. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
No, not bad.
Yeah, big stuff. Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with Mr. Brubaker there.
That love does not exist?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, no, it's that love doesn't exist the conventional sense. Because when you see, like, you meet someone, there's that rush of endorphins and the chemicals in the brain that make you think that you're in love with her. And then as time goes on, different chemicals in the brain are released.
Yeah, but then take it a step further. What about a family relationship? Do you fall out of love with your mom or dad?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's a completely different kind of relationship. That's more of like an instinctual relationship. You know?
And there's no love involved.
Well, no, not in the conventional sense of the word. There's many different factors that are involved that you...
you know,
attached to the word love.
You know, I got to share.
You can't go through life like that.
I got to share something with you, Tim, and with you, Howard, and with Roger. And this is very personal, but I'm going to share it anyway. And you know, I talk about my mom and dad. I always get personal. Tim takes off his headphones because he's convinced I'm going to cry, but I'm not going to cry. My mom and dad passed away 55 days apart. So I'm going through their stuff, you know, gatherings, going through their belongings. You know, you have to clean up, and still haven't done that all.
Oh, this is when you found the adoption papers.
I wish you wouldn't have sent that. No. I find a card, and I was amazed at how many cards my mom and dad had still sent each other. I found a card that my mom sent to my dad, and it had, if I remember correctly, it was like a Hallmark card, and it had lovebirds on it, you know, and little hearts. You could tell it was a card that a woman picked out, you know, lovebirds and hearts and all of that. And it said, with beautiful writing on the front, "It's not the falling." You open up the card. "It's the staying." And she wrote, "I love you always," and she signed it.
I say, that's beautiful.
Now, for me to find that after they had passed and gone to heaven, I felt, oh my gosh, you know. And I thought, that's so true. The falling in love is first, but it's staying in love, because you don't, you know, you fall in love with a person once, but you love them forever.
That's right.
And you know, my mom gave me just another gift I got from her to find that card. So you, Mr. Brubaker, take that, put that in your pipe
and
smoke
it. Can I respond to
that?
Sure
you can. Sure you can.
Okay. You are sentimental. These are memories. These are memories of your parents. And I'm not trying to, you know, besmirch your memories.
I understand
that. That's the word.
I understand.
But let me give you an example of something that happened to me recently. Well, you know, I'm a fan of James Bond movies, and when I was a little kid, I was watching You Only Live Twice. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
First scene of the movie, James Bond is killed in Hong Kong, and they bury him at sea. It turns out he's really alive. It was all a ruse to, you know, shake Spectre off his trail.
It's a little early to kill James Bond.
I cried. It was the first scene of the movie. Yeah. I cried when I was a child watching that movie in the theater because I thought my hero, James Bond, was dead. 2 weeks ago, You Only Live Twice was on TV. Saw the first scene, I cried again. I'm 50 years old. You know why? It conjured up memories of things from my childhood.
You're a nut.
Just like your card.
No.
Yes, of course. It conjured up sentimental memories of your parents.
I'm going to read you something here.
Absolutely means nothing.
No, but I thought the message was beautiful
of course
the card.
It is.
The message
yes,
in the card is beautiful.
That's how Hallmark makes money.
All right, I'm going to read you something here. Obviously, love was involved here. A former police officer has been sentenced 12 to 15 years in prison for shooting her estranged wife's boyfriend. Sounds like we've fallen through the looking glass.
Can you say it one more time, buddy?
Yeah. A former police officer has been sentenced 12 to 15 years in prison for shooting her estranged wife's boyfriend. Tammy Walker pleaded guilty to numerous charges, including armed assault in a dwelling. Her attorney had requested 2 to 3 years prison sentence, but she got 12 to 15. So
the
lesbian couple were married.
Right.
One of the lesbians breaks up with the other lesbian who's a cop.
Yeah, dissect it for us.
And she starts having a relationship with a man.
Uh-huh.
And the lesbian cop goes after the man with a gun and shoots him.
Oh, poor. He's a victim.
We've gone to the other side, I believe.
Yeah, no, we have. We've crossed over officially.
Boy, Tim broke that down, didn't he?
He really did. He understood every aspect of that story.
Where's the telestrator? That was fabulous.
That was really quite brilliant.
Yes. It is Alice in Wonderland, though.
It is,
the looking glass, and it's over.
But not love.
No, it seems like it was love, though.
No, I think that sounds like rage and revenge.
All right, maybe you should have a show on the station, because you're perfect for the station. You know, angry guys who say, F it to love. And
The least bit angry. Look, there's people out there that eat pizza every day, or they go to Starbucks every day.
Yes.
Do they love pizza?
I think they do.
They say they do,
no,
but they don't love.
Not
They're
love.
Not in love with pizza.
It's not love. What is it?
Yeah, let's compare pizza dough and sauce to the relationships that we have with other human beings. That is about as asinine as a thing as I've ever heard, Mr. Baker.
It's Brubaker.
Mr. Brubaker. When you sign a card to your daughter.
Which I don't do. But
happy birthday. You don't even give her a birthday card?
No, because I'm not going to buy into the whole Hallmark thing. Right. They invent these things and then you fall for it.
All right, when somebody asks you at school, you go, oh, you got a lovely daughter there. Do you correct them?
Well, that's not love. Lovely means appearance.
So you say thank you in that case.
Right. When they say,
I agree with them.
How about
yes,
this?
I do.
You got a lovely daughter there. I'm sure you love her.
And then if
you
they actually
them.
Have a minute and they're not rushing off in the carpool or something.
You'll correct them.
Yes, of course.
That you do not love her.
No.
And you never
no
have.
No one actually loves
and
anyone.
You'll do that in front of the daughter? In front
she
of your
knows.
Own daughter?
I mean, she's my kid.
She must be praying that nobody says that to you because she must be so embarrassed when you get into your riff. When, oh, daddy's into his he doesn't love me riff.
Not really. She brought me to school one day. It was kind of like a parent, you know, student thing. Mm-hmm. And I went in and talked about the book in front of the entire class.
Does hate exist?
Like I said, that's not my area of expertise.
But in your opinion, can you hate somebody?
Yes.
So you can.
In my opinion, yes, you can hate someone.
But isn't that just a chemical imbalance?
I don't think so. I think that's based on experience.
Well, if one could feel an emotion as intense as hatred, couldn't one feel an emotion as intense as love? Isn't that kind of the same thing, just the other side of the spectrum?
No, I think you're mistaking that with the song. It's a thin line between love and hate.
You know what? That's what it was.
Yes.
You're right. Forgive me.
Or the Martin Lawrence movie by the same title. It's got nothing to do with reality.
Right. All right.
Guy's a lunatic.
All right. I hope your book does very well. Fallacy of Love, Howard Brubaker. And Roger Lodge, I'm sorry we threw this idiot at you.
No, guys, this was fun. But
if you can come back, we'd love to have you, because I'm sure you have some great blind date stories.
You guys kind of blindsided me with Mr. Brudicker here, but you know, it's okay. It was great to see you guys.
Did you hear what
always
he said?
Always great to see
he
you guys.
He said, come back, and Roger said, oh, I would love to. Really? You would love to come
yeah,
back?
Yeah, I love these guys. I think they're terrific at what they do. I love coming here, and I love spending time with them.
Yes.
It's a soulful exchange between three
fallacy.
Men who actually care about one another.
I said it earlier.
You are a freaking joke, is what you are.
Caring is not love.